With 2020 approaching, we're talking with the candidates who are jumping into the race. Bill Weld is the only Republican challenging President Trump next year. He's the former governor of Massachusetts, and he's announced an exploratory committee for a presidential run. Bill Weld joins us now from Concord, New Hampshire. Welcome.
Hey, Jeremy. Pleasure to be with you here in New Hampshire.
Well, and first of all, before we get into some of what you're running on here in your campaign that you've formed an exploratory committee for, obviously the news today is all about the Barr letter summarizing the Mueller report. What's your reaction to it?
My reaction is that that's one of a great number of questions that are going to be answered between now and the election in 2020. And the question that was answered is, did the man who was elected president conspire with a hostile foreign power to procure his own election? And the answer is no. So, phew, that's a big relief. And now on to the next.
And what about the issue of obstruction of justice? Do you still have questions there, or do you think that this is – it's over and done with?
Well, I think the question addressed by the Mueller report, I think that question was answered. The obstruction of justice question was answered by Bill Barr and Rod Rosenstein. That's not to say that there aren't other matters floating around involving the rule of law and such questions. But the Mueller report, that question is laid to rest.
Do you think that investigations should continue on Capitol Hill?
Well, sure. I mean, I believe, as does everybody else, that the entire report should be made public. The House of Representatives voted 420-0 to have the report made public. That's a pretty convincing demonstration of national will. So I think we all deserve to hear the full story, and that's what I expect will happen.
You served in the Justice Department. You also served as legal counsel for the House Judiciary Committee, looking into what constituted the grounds for impeachment during Watergate. Do you think Democrats should try to impeach President Trump?
Well, I don't know that now is the time for that, honestly. I think that there's some very troubling things that have happened involving Mr. Manafort and the president that bear looking into, but I think to go down the road of impeachment right now is probably not politically the thing to do. You know, it appears vanishingly unlikely you'd get 2/3 vote in the Senate to remove the president. So that being so, I think Speaker Pelosi is probably right that our national attention is probably better directed elsewhere right now.
Does this Barr letter mean anything for you? Does it make you more or less likely to run?
It doesn't really. As I say, it's one of 10,000 questions. I'm running because I don't think the job is being done in Washington right now. They're not serious about cutting spending or cutting the deficit. I don't think this president is an economic conservative at all. I don't agree with the drift of foreign policy, insulting our allies and cozying up to our enemies. I don't agree with the thrust of the president's policies, either domestically or internationally.
When you say he's not an economic conservative, what do you mean by that? Because the deficits have gone up under President
Trump?
Well,
sure. I mean, the budget he just filed raised the deficit by another $7.9 trillion. That takes us to $30 trillion in deficit. And, you know, when I was governor for two terms, I cut spending in real dollars year over year, and I was ranked the most fiscally conservative governor in the United States. And that was as a newly elected Republican in the very blue state of Massachusetts. And, you know, the president, most of his life has been a New York City Democrat, and they don't really care all that much in the Big Apple about balancing the budget. But all governors have to have a balanced budget. And the truth is, we really should have a requirement federally to balance the budget as well.
What would you do to do that now, though? Would you cut spending or would you raise taxes?
No. You have to cut spending. I would cut spending and then cut taxes. But the spending comes first. You have to cut spending before you can cut taxes. And that's what I did. I cut spending year over year. And then I cut taxes 21 times and never raised them. And that is very good for employment and jobs because the business community gets the idea that it's a one-way ratchet. And all the tax cuts don't have to be huge, but as long as it's only going in one direction, and that's lower taxes, that gives business and employers confidence to build the extra plant, to hire more people, to buy more equipment. And that's, that's the gist of our economy.
Where would you cut spending, though?
You know, I think you you can cut it across the board. What I did was to assume that every account starts at zero unless it can justify itself by the results last year. In Washington, they base the budget on inputs, i.e. last year's appropriation. What I did in Boston was to base it on outcomes. How successful was this program last year? That's called zero-based budgeting, and that's what you have to do to cut spending.
Do you think, though, that you would really have to go after entitlements to make a real dent in the debt?
Well, I think there's things that can be done. You know, I think in healthcare, we don't have a consensus in Congress. So, you know, I think the debate about Obamacare is not really being very productive. But I don't see why we don't let people purchase drugs across state lines or even from Canada and other countries. I think we should allow people to have health savings accounts so they can plan how much health care coverage they want for themselves instead of having some bureaucrat in Washington tell them exactly how much they have to have. I think people should be able to have, as they do, individual retirement accounts and make their own decisions about the level of protection, the level of risk that they're willing to shoulder. Too often, I think, too many decisions are made in Washington instead of leaving healthcare, for example, to doctors and patients. So, you know, I'm a smaller government guy, and that's what would guide me.
According to a recent poll from Monmouth University, only 25% of Republicans believe that climate change is a very serious problem. What do you think?
Well, I think the polar ice cap is melting, and you know, our coastlines are going to be rearranged when that happens, and you may very well see no more snow in the White Mountains. So I take that sort of thing pretty seriously.
But if you're trying to get the Republican nomination for president, how do you handle that issue that 75% of the party, according to that poll, is not with you on the importance
of
dealing
with climate
change?
Well, I really don't think it's helpful for the president of the United States to say, oh, all this stuff about climate and global warming, it's just a hoax. I mean, the evidence is pretty clear, and I think the president did the nation and the world a disservice in pulling us out of the Paris Accords.
What about the issue of gun control? You called for a statewide ban on assault weapons in Massachusetts when you were governor. Only about a quarter of Republicans favor that, according to Gallup.
Yeah, no, I would not be in favor of outlawing rifles today. We have 300 million rifles out there in private hands, perfectly legally obtained, and I would not be in favor of that.
So how do you get those Republicans? When you look at President Trump, who has 90% approval among Republicans, how do you win those people over?
Well, I tell people what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is be an economic conservative. I'm going to cut spending. I'm going to cut taxes. I'm going to be responsible about the environment. That was historically a Republican initiative. Teddy Roosevelt and other Republican presidents, including Richard Nixon, were very important for environmental protection. I'm not going to go around pitting group against group and thrusting individuals into a corner. I think that's the opposite of a healthily functioning democracy. So I really don't favor the president's strategy of dividing people and setting group against group and marginalizing individuals. So I would be a very different kind of president than Donald Trump.
China is expected to become the world's largest economy in 2024. How would you deal with the rising influence of China? Do you think of China as an adversary or a partner?
Well, I think of them as a counterparty, which is somewhere between an adversary and a partner. But it's, you know, someone to be taken seriously. But I would try to treat all nations respectfully. I think the Chinese and the Americans could come to agreement fairly quickly if they treated each other with respect. You know, there's some rough spots. The Chinese attitude towards intellectual property leaves a lot to be desired, and you'd have to address that issue head on before, you know, opening up all the markets 100%. But I think there's a path forward there to a mutually successful free trade between nations. In general, I'm a free trader. I'm the opposite of Mr. Trump, who says he's a tariff man. His first reaction in foreign policy is tariffs and sanctions, sanctions and tariffs. Let's be negative towards other nations. You know, I don't think so. I don't think it's a zero-sum game the way the president seems to.
Did you think about running as a Democrat for president?
Negative. Never. Never did.
And would you think about running as a third party candidate if you don't get the Republican nomination?
No. You know, I did run with my friend, Governor Gary Johnson of New Mexico, on the Libertarian ticket last time around. And I've always been, you know, a Republican since I was 18 years old, tending towards the liberty side of the Republican Party. But no, I've never considered being a Democrat.
Governor Weld, if you were to become president, what would you do on day one? What would be the first thing you would do?
I probably would cut spending. I think that's got to set the tone for the discipline that the national administration owes to the American public.
That is former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, a Republican who has formed an exploratory committee to run for president in 2020. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.